The Artifacts Case 2, Writing Tablet and Stylus. Just to the right of the piece of Roman door is a rectangular piece of pale wood. It's approximately 25 centimetres wide and 8 centimetres high. Age has emphasised the wood's deep horizontal grain. Edged on three sides by a slightly raised frame, the bottom piece of this writing tablet is missing. A deep V shape has been gouged out of the top edge. A dark iron writing stylus is displayed horizontally underneath. It is thin, with a sharp tip at the right end and a small, flat spatula shape to the left. Towards the tip, the stylus has a ridged decoration which may have been used as a finger grip when writing. The recessed face of the tablet would have held wax and text would have been scratched into it with the point of the stylus, the spatula used to smooth over any errors. The surface of the flat writing bed is covered in short scratches, some at an angle, some vertical. These marks were made accidentally, where the writer pushed too hard on the wax, marking the wood underneath. Yet they have created one of the oldest records of a commercial transaction ever discovered in the City of London. Dated 8th January AD 57, it acknowledges the debt of one freedman to another. It translates, "In the consulship of Nero Claudius Caesar Augustus Germanicus, for the second time, and of Lucius Calpurnius Piso, on the sixth day before the Ides of January, I, Tibullus, the freedman of Venestus, have written and say that I owe Gratus, the freedman of Spurius, 105 denarii from the price of the merchandise which has been sold and delivered. This money I am due to repay him or the person whom the matter will concern." This is one of 407 such overcut messages found on tablet fragments at the site.